Budgie pointed upward at the high cavern ceiling to a smooth limestone rock with one long stalactite hanging down. All the pygmy shrews had drawn back to the cave walls, leaving the area beneath the stalactite, not far from the deep lake's edge, completely clear. In the total silence, a drop of water fell from the tip, falling through the air for several seconds. Plock! The sound echoed about as Bodjev went on to enlighten the visitors.
Water drop will fall on chosen Cape Mop shrew.
The gong was struck again, and an old shrew in long robes cried out,
Make Sniggyfish line dance now!
All the shrews formed an immense line, long enough to trail around the cavern interior three times. Bodjev rose and nodded to his family.
Us go now. Join line. Fortune keep our heads dry.
Yoka! Fortune keep our heads dry!
Chich, Alphick and his four daughters repeated solemnly.
What in the name of fair and feathers is going on here, Chich?
She dabbed her apron at her eyes and sniffed.
Every time Sniggyfish has come, Cave Mob must choose one to meet your car, or Sniggyfish has come no more. Drop of water fall on shrew head as we dance. That shrew meets your car.
Bodjev's family went and joined the line, splitting up and each finding a separate place among the others. The shrews began chanting,
Yoka! Yoka! Yoka!
The line moved off, slowly shuffling, swaying from side to side. As they passed under the stalactite, each shrew shut its eyes tight, paws sliding along through the wet area. Tag shrugged.
Probably some silly old ritual that goes back as far as any beast can remember. Look, the ones who passed under it are going off to stand by the walls again.
Nimbalo watched with growing interest.
Aye, because the drop didn't fall on him. I wonder what Yokar is. Must be some kind of a ward, eh?
Tag saw the relief on the faces of those who had passed under the stalactite and come away dry. He noticed the looks of fear on those whose turn was yet to come.
Ha! It doesn't appear to be an award any beast wants to gain.
Plock! A mighty cry arose from the pygmy shrews as the line broke.
Yoka!
One of Bodjev's pretty daughters stood rooted to the spot, a fat drop of water running down her brow to mingle with her tears. An uneasy feeling had been building up in Tag's chest. He stood up.
Come on, mate. Let's go out there and see what's going to happen.
Huddled together, the shoemaid's family hugged one another and wept. Tag pulled Bodjev away from them.
Listen, friend, I don't like this. Now tell me once and for all, what's going on? Why are you all blubbering like this, eh?
Tears ran openly down the fat little chieftain's face. He pointed to the deep lake near the cavern's centre.
It is law. You look, you see...
Picking pawfuls of dead elvers from a bowl, the old robed shrew who had beaten the gong hailed them into the lake.